This is the Real Ass Podcast with Dave Gomez.
Oh, they're merged.
The Republican Ass Progress. Progress with Maeve Moomin. Yeah. What if I just had a stroke?
That'd be awesome.
What if I just forgot how to speak?
And then we were just like, all right, dude, just for an hour, come on.
Yeah, people need are you okay? Are you having a stroke?
Your fans need you.
I'm too lazy to speak normal.
I'm weird now.
Dare you at that. I'm too lazy to... yada, 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 yada.
Like the way babies sometimes... You ever fucking see that? Babies trying to do the...
when they try to talk, it's very cute.
They do the fucking... like, they do the rhythms of talking.
They try to be adults.
Yeah, they're awesome. It's so cute.
Hey, goo goo fucking gaga over here. Smoking a cigar, having a C-section.
Shit, we should get cigars.
Yeah, we should.
I'm trying to smoke a fucking stog.
Yeah. Smoke a
you fuck with stogies? Come on, man.
I had one nice cigar once, and it made sense why people
were into
them. Someone had a Cubano that someone's...
Wow.
They stole from someone's dad.
When?
Over the summer.
This summer?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
Not bad.
Smoking Cubans and you didn't even tell us.
I didn't know that. I don't know. I've never been a cigar man. In high school, I used to smoke Black and Milds.
Everybody did.
And I thought that that was luxury.
It was Black and Milds, Swisher Sweets.
I thought it was, that's how Caribbean businessmen enjoyed their afternoons.
Yeah, we've been over this. The wooden tip, that was luxury. The Black and Mild wooden tip.
Yeah, you feel like Hunter S. Thompson.
Aren't they plastic?
No, but that's what I'm saying. They had like an upscale version that had a wooden tip.
Oh, I never had that.
You never had that? Oh, no. Like you broke fucking idiots.
A woodland creature would smoke.
Exactly, like a little a fat little squirrel.
Like some kind of, some kind of like goat pedophile.
No, not a goat pedophile.
He'd blow into his pan flute and smoke his wood tipped Black and Mild and then lure children into the woods.
Why? No, he's just horny for regular women.
You should get goat legs.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's what I was imagining.
Me?
Gustav is Puck.
Puck? Yeah. From Midsummer's Night Dream?
Yeah, Midsummer's Tight Cream. Midsummer's Tight Jeans. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of Shakespearean guys wearing very tight jeans.
You can see their balls
from
the back.
Doth thou see my penis?
Doth thou see my prince?
My lines, my outlines. My luscious and salubrious outlines. Mm-hmm. Shall dance upon my thigh and trace down the piss as it runs, as it stains dark my blue jeans.
my
blue jeans dye dark with the stains of urine as they make their way down my constricted and turgid tight legs and into my ankles and fills my shoes with the scent and weight of 1,000 pisses and the piss of autumn, and I don't have to look at Shakespeare.
That's good. Yeah, you did very well.
And doth thou eyes present to me a picture of a big pair of tits
that I may get
hard, that I may find myself completely erect inside my tight jeans, and the jeans, the pressure, they shall make me come. I guess.
And I shall bust.
And I hath busted.
That I hath busted.
In mine jeans.
How bust now, they good sir? How bust now, good sir, upon my visage? Upon my visage, thou bustest in pleasure. Thou bustest in sin. Thou bustest in duty. And thou leave thy bust upon my lips.
Upon mine ass cheeks.
Upon mine ass cheeks to dry.
And peel it off like Elmer's glue.
And to dry in the brisk breath of Uncle Winter's disdain for our devilish tryst of the mates of gender. Shall he do say, the good Lord, this is an abomination.
This is disgusting.
And mine eyes, Mine eyes fell upon the dried bust peeled off like paper mache. And shall I, when I, chapter 12.
Yeah, dude. Shakespeare.
The Confessions of St. Augustine, chapter 12. Oh, good Lord, when you look down upon me as I bend at the knee and hip to receive thine good graces upon my puckered anus, my eyes shall fall upon my reflection in the spittoon as I've bent over like a bovine in repose waiting for the load of the Lord to wash upon my anus and dry out the sins of defecation left as flecks and morsels upon my hemorrhotic lines of swollen vascularity around my anus, each one representing hidden desires buried deep in me, O Lord, and I took your grace into my ass.
Into mine own ass, I hath become fucked.
Into mine own ass, O Lord, I confess I have never felt such girth in pleasure as brought to me by the Lord, and as each knot of the rosary entered my body, I.
St. Augustine's diaries were discovered after his execution for homosexuality.
Chapter 13. San Francisco. And 15 of thou men shared a van where we lived and fucked, O Lord. And I knew that the gas tank was filled not just.
Hey, Augie, you still doing your gay ass little fucking.
I'm reading my book! Get come the on. Fuck out!
Come on, yo! Come on, yo! The fucking Ravens is playing, yo, with that gay shit. We can hear you from in here, yo.
And my roommate from Dundalk then would yell at me, and I would tell him I am busy testifying to the grace of the Lord.
Yeah, he's in there doing some gay shit. He thinks he's having sex with God, yo. Yeah. I don't know, man. But the thing is, when he's asleep, we fucking rob him, so it don't even fucking matter. He's rich or some shit.
Yes.
I got his debit card. I got pictures of his debit card. He was dead. He was doing ketamine.
The Confessions of St. Augustine, chapter 14. And one time I got hard at Suncoast Video looking at a novelty t-shirt of Stewie Griffin, and I thought of you, oh Lord. And I thought to myself, shall what do I confess? The sin of homosexuality or pedophilia, or does it not matter? Because Stewie's presentation is so far removed from that of
an actual child.
Of an actual human at all. That it could just be the Lord's grace of artistic divinity. And what I experienced was not sexual attraction to a forbidden class, more so an appreciation for mankind's gift of art that channels through basically what I'm getting at.
I get it, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Then why don't we why
go
don't
ahead
you,
and
Sir
say
Adam,
even one thing?
Contribute even no, the slightest bit to let my dear friend.
No, I got what you were saying
for
about
once,
Stewie.
For just for once, maybe, possibly.
Even one.
No, I he was just saying that.
Oh, so not only are you not going to be a part of the bit, you're going to mid-bit explain it.
I don't know why I said I get it, but I felt him on that. Not that he actually
because
wants
you've
to
gotten
fuck
hard
the
at
cartoon.
Pictures of babies.
No, but he was getting hard at man's accomplishment.
Right.
What was that? What happened when we were driving? We passed by that.
Oh yeah, the ski resort.
No, come on.
Is that what it called?
Yeah, it's Catamount.
Catamount.
I
yes. Like,
I said I've heard that name before.
Oh yeah, I've heard. I know about that.
No, it was like what was. Catamount is a ski resort, is what Nick said, and then you said, "I know, I've heard the name before."
Yeah, that's not.
No,
such
I walk
an
by. There's,
thing
it's
to say.
Clearly. It's clearly a ski. There's yeah. fucking slopes.
Right.
I'm like, oh shit, we could be skiing right now.
Right.
If there was any snow. And then you said after that, oh, that's a ski resort.
Yeah, Catamount. Catamount. I've heard the name.
I've heard of that place before.
No, I've heard the name before. I've heard the name. Not even I've heard the place.
I've heard that referred to before. I've heard that name.
What an awesome thing to brag about.
Yeah, no, that, I mean,
I have some notes here. All I have is stick another dick, stick another, oh, here it is. Stick another dick in my ass, I'm gay. That's what I got so for this episode. That
was your notes from lunch?
I also have the door doesn't close, you have to lock it, which is what you said after you left the front door wide open.
Can we address something from lunch, Nick?
What's that?
Okay, when the old man dropped his $20 bill, and I said, sir...
Hold on, I'm dealing with something right now.
All right.
Fucking bullshit.
Stick another dick. Ba-bum, ba-bum.
An old man dropped
$20. In my ass, I'm gay.
Outside of the French sandwich place.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we wait till Nick is done?
No, you can go ahead, because now I got to...
Well, I was just going to sing another gay song.
No, I wanted to address...
You can go ahead and address it all you want.
I wanted to address your snickering, and I wanted you to finally explain to me why it was so funny.
Oh,
that I told the old man.
Some guy dropped
his
money.
I said, sir, you dropped
$20. He was already touching. He'd already bent over and he was touching.
No, that's not true.
That was true. I was there.
And then Adam was like,
sir, you dropped your.
That is true. I watched it and it was stupid.
No, he dropped it. I said, sir, you dropped $20.
He was already bending down.
Yeah, you're underplaying.
Well, he's an old guy. I would have picked it up and then maybe taken a finder's fee or something.
No. You would have just gotten the points for being a good guy.
Yeah,
you're
no,
mad
just,
that he stole your good
no,
guy.
He was an old man.
And you don't think he recognized that he dropped $20? He was already bending
down. Old people
drop
things all the time. And
he
don't
was
recognize
already it. Retrieving it.
He wasn't already retrieving it. I said it before.
Do you, okay, how about this? Do you think if you hadn't said anything, it would have changed the way that man behaved?
I didn't know that he had noticed.
No. The answer is no. It was a completely gratuitous... what's the word I'm looking for? Gratuitous declaration of dropping. Announcement of dropping.
I was just trying to be polite.
Hold on. What's a good word? Gratuitous.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
If you tell somebody something, what is it called when you... announcement? Maybe announcement. A gratuitous announcement of dropping his... There's still some other word that I'm looking for. The point is,
I said, sir, you dropped $20, and then Nick snickered at me.
Because it was funny.
And then had to turn around.
He was already touching the money.
He wasn't already touching the money.
Yeah, he was.
No, I said it to him before he bent down.
It really, Adam.
But he had,
as an impartial observer who didn't laugh at you, but in my head quietly thought, that was fucking gay.
You thought it was
quietly
gay.
To myself unless somebody had to make a big deal of it and make Nick look like he was in the wrong. Whereas, should he have laughed audibly? Maybe not, because maybe the old man thought he was laughing at him. But did you deserve to be laughed at? Sure. Absolutely.
Well, I spoke to the old man later and I said, I just want to let you know that my friend was laughing at me, not at you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
When?
After Nick went to the W at E.B. Du Bois Rare Book Shop.
It was closed.
Was
so you're lying, because I tried to go.
I tried to go there, too. Well, I think all three of us first. Tried to go individually.
I tried to go first. Fellas, leave your dick in my ass. I'm really fucking gay, and I want to have sex. Destiny's Child.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fellas, leave your dick in my ass.
Is I'm it Du Bois gay. Or Du Bois?
I think either way.
Either way.
W.E.B. Du Bois. W.E.B. Du Bois. Adam D. Friedland does boys.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Thank you. Fellas, leave your dick in my ass. I'm fucking horny and I also happen to be gay.
How does
that song go?
Ladies, leave your man at home.
The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of grown.
Pockets full of grown? What's the next line?
That song pisses me off.
Why?
It's like...
Because you
go out and cheat, ladies.
Cheat as long
because
as the guys doing
have
better.
Money. If they have more money than your boyfriend,
then it ain't cheating.
Then
if the dick is of a higher,
tax bracket, then you're
Beyonce told me that men with more money are of a higher caliber,
more worthy.
And that's what
you should always have your head on a swivel, because all pussy knows is trading up to that next cock that's going to be his paycheck.
Right. And also in that other song they had when they said automobiles, that's not a word.
Can you suck my dick? Can you suck my little ass dick? Can you suck my dick? Can you suck my little ass dick? what's that? I forget. I only know key parts of their songs, but not the whole thing.
I hate this shit, dude.
Just do it after the show. Dad,
no, I got to do it now. I got to send this fucking email now, just because it's almost the end of the workday.
I don't think you do, man. Can you suck my dick? Can you suck my little ass dick?
Yeah, they of course had another hit, the Survivor song.
I have a penis, but it is so small. Uh-huh. Everyone hates it when I pull it out. I have now I got the littlest dick that you have seen. Everybody doesn't want to suck it because it's green.
Okay.
My dick is fucking ugly and it smells like shit. Everybody hates when they have to suck it. I have a small dick. Nobody likes it. I'm going to fuck some other guys now because I am gay and my dick is small. I don't want pussy. I am a homo.
Oftentimes the songs are about how a man is forced into homosexuality because of the fact that his penis is too small.
What were we talking about?
Thematically. Which I don't think is how it happened.
That's part of the joke.
We're talking about Michael Juice?
Yeah, Michael Juice.
Yeah.
We're talking about St. Augustine.
Doth thou
show me your penis. Everybody,
what's the big deal about St. Augustine? He's like Christian, but
I don't
philosophical
know.
Or something.
I don't fucking know. What the fuck? You're asking me some fucking stupid question.
I don't know about it.
About theology. The only thing I know about God and shit like that is that in Greek Orthodoxy, Santa is actually Saint Vasilios. It's not Saint Nick.
That's
Agios Vasilis.
That's the only thing you know about God?
That's the only thing I remember
from
church.
Santa has a different name.
Santa has a different name in the Greek, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm a survivor, mother can't get
home. What did he wear? Like a red
same
shit?
Same.
White
we just
beard?
Call him, we just call
he
him,
lived in the North Pole also?
We just call him Saint Billy. I don't know the fuck. I use Vasilis. Vasili is like Bill.
He has the same origin story and everything?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Didn't ask?
No, I forgot.
Does he have elves?
I guess. I just know he has a different name. I don't think he's either one of them, honestly. Saint Nick in Greek Orthodoxy is just a guy that was good at speeches. I think he was like Turkish or from Asia Minor or some shit.
Oh, that's whack.
I think every Christian, every saint, every early saint was Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
The whole Bible's just
well,
in that
Jesus
little...
was Middle Eastern.
Yeah. I'm going to pause this for a second because I have to bitch about something that I don't want on the show.
Okay. And we're back.
And we're back. Jesus. I tell you, being a businessman,
it's hard.
Hardest job in the world.
It's difficult.
Having a job.
Being a small business owner. Being a fucking small business owner.
It is
owner.
Funny because they should call it, instead of small, the word should be pretend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fake business owner.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of being a small business owner is like, I got to go to Staples.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to buy a stapler. I'm
going
to have to justify.
I'm going to have to get a website I don't need that no one will use and spend 3 weeks.
Unless you own like a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
That's a real business.
Yeah. You own a diner.
You own a diner. You got to fucking harass the
napkins.
We should all move up here and all just have failing businesses.
That would be awesome.
Just try to start some of the things
launder
the year.
Podcast money through.
Yeah, because it's illegal to have a podcast.
Yeah, it will be the way we're going to do
the
it.
The way we do it, folks. Yeah. Kamala, Officer Kamala is not going
to
be too
welcome
happy.
To the Describing a Child's Penis podcast. Just in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Where they're like when, you know, at a certain point, the description becomes so vivid that it basically is child porn to a blind person.
It's a joke, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if someone did actually do this?
Yeah.
is why they're laughing.
It's
why
comedy. Your
and honor. So what? Blind people aren't allowed to have a laugh. They're not allowed to cry. They're not allowed to love. Didn't we just go through this with deaf people in mm-hmm. this very court?
That's right.
The highest in the land.
The most supreme of courts.
Heard the case of the deaf guy laughing at his own penis versus the government, versus the FBI.
Versus the people.
The deaf guy, what would a deaf, I guess they would just look at child pornography.
Yeah.
But the sound was off, Your Honor. It's only half.
It's only half a crime.
It's only half a crime.
That's true.
Is it a crime to listen to it?
I would think
a blind. Imagine you're a blind pedophile and you're just like, you got headphones on, you're like, yes. Only a pedophile, other pedophiles are like, Mike doesn't know how lucky he has it.
The ultimate loop.
Just a lubed up baby. Those sounds?
No. I bet you it probably still would be illegal, but it probably wouldn't be illegal to do like a radio play version of it where you just have a fake someone crying and then like a pocket pussy getting fucked by a cucumber.
Mm. Well, Nick was saying he wants to do a radio play.
that might be our whole new, that might be our whole next demographic.
Just describe a child porn.
Just radio play. I drove to the school.
Yeah,
I would love to be like the fucking Gideon versus Wainwright, you know, the visual descriptions, just very vivid descriptions. Of something illegal to look at.
Yep.
I'm an advocate, Your Honor, for people with disabilities.
Your Honor, I'm just a simple dipshit with a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, I'm just some fucking asshole piece
of
shit.
I'm just a dumb piece of shit that pretended to be recording child pornography audio me.
Your Honor, I may just be a fucking retard, but... Shit.
But I'm a retard with a hard penis.
Or
you gamble?
I certainly have a nice suit.
Or is it?
I'm wearing a gamble?
No, I was saying, but I'm a retard with a hard penis or who gambles or something.
You're a retard who wants to shave his penis.
Who wants to shave his penis?
Oh, right.
Your Honor, I'm a simple country retard with a hairy penis.
Yeah.
That is until I got. The Lawnmower 3.0.
Manscaped.
From Manscaped.com.
They actually did a taste test. They got blind pedophiles. And it shaves your pubes so close to the skin that they were having blind pedophiles suck off the
small
samples.
Penis, man.
Yeah, and they were like, it's a baby.
It's just like a baby.
They called it the Pepsi Challenge.
Manscaped shaves your cock so tight,
so good
that it looks like it's to a blind pedophile. It tastes just like a baby's penis.
You know, we're all trying to get those baby.
That's right,
Mr.
And we
like
want to congratulate
baby.
Adam for actually being the pilot,
Mr. McGoofy
of the.
Yeah,
we're talking about that was kind of off the show thing. We were talking about a guy teaching kids how to skate. Goofy.
Oh yeah,
a pedophile, but it's a pedophile, a neighborhood pedophile. So the kids are like, Mr. Stevenson taught me how to skate Goofy. And they're like, that sounds normal. Isn't that a type of skateboarding? And he's like, now you take off all your clothes.
You take off your clothes.
Take off all your clothes, Benjamin. Don't you want to be cool in school?
Wasn't that an episode of Smart Guy where there's a pedophile?
Yes, it was. But he went
video game.
It was
where you had to surf naked.
What's Smart Guy?
A surf VR game.
It's Tia Tamara's little brother. The
Taj Mowry's show.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's a pedophile episode where he tries to get them to
we
to
are
surf
sucking
naked.
Penis in a 90s kind of world. I'm glad I can shave my balls and dick with Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. It's a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you confidence.
In the bedroom.
In the
if
bedroom.
If you like sex, you'll love Manscaped
if you love
Lawnmower
having
3.0.
Sex, sexually. Then you'll love having sex. If you like having sex with your own body, sexually,
mm-hmm.
sex style.
I love sex.
If you love sex style penis.
Oh, yeah, which is shaved, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what a sex style penis is.
I had the wrong copy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
We don't even need copy because we love the product so much.
You got to hear this part. Brace yourself. Winter is coming.
Uh-oh. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Man, do I miss Game of Thrones.
Dude, me too, man. I really miss it.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, that's not as bad as
No, they made Game of Thrones.
I think there's a joke later in it that's not bad.
It's that Bran is in a wheelchair.
Right, because his dick hair is too overgrown.
Yeah. Yes, it's...
I like that. He hurt himself trying to trim.
Autumn is in the air, and Manscaped is here to ensure you don't carve your pumpkins when you're grooming. That's not a bad line.
All right.
Okay, they have an okay copywriter.
That's right. Yes. Shout to them.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, we wrote this.
Maybe some of their other... We're not even reading anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. They ruined it. By pumpkins, we actually mean your boys downstairs.
Oh, okay.
That's Adam. There's a guy there.
Yeah, that was
amazing. There's a guy who works there named Adam.
I see.
It was like, pumpkins means...
It means your testicles.
It's when his coworkers deliberately write a joke, and he's like, "Wait, I think there's a joke there."
Yeah.
Don't be the boys downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because boys downstairs is also what would be going on with that blind pedophile. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got the boys downstairs.
Oh, I gotta take care of my boys downstairs. Everyone always thinks he's talking about shaving his balls,
but he means fucking the sex slaves
in
his basement.
And then it's Jake Gyllenhaal in Zodiac, and he's like, he has a basement. He has the only house with a basement in San Francisco.
Whoa.
It's the St. Augustine house. My Lord, I had a basement built for the sole purpose of committing sins closer to hell, where I will one day undoubtedly end up. Oh, Lord, I love these penis, and I can't wait to drink penis. I can't wait to have sex.
And drink your smooth cum out of your smooth penis that's been shaved by the lawnmower.
And by coming and going, it brought to my mind other ideas and remembrances.
Like having sex. Like the Chuck E. Cheese, oh Lord.
And little by little, so easily penetrated to the quick, except that I...
Wow, you don't even have to change it.
You don't. You can just go right to the man himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
The goat.
Those are some lucky pulls on mine.
That was good.
I got lucky with the scrub on
and
that
so one. Nice, and St. Augustine, of course, loved the full range of Manscaped products, right?
Absolutely.
The Shears 2.0. Huge improvement over the Shears 1.0, which was just a knife with a laser pointer attached.
You do not want to be cutting your fingernails with that.
Laser-guided pube trimming. Mm-hmm. Sharks with freaking laser beams on their head.
They have ball toners.
Mm. Woo!
They got crop cleanser, body wash, crop my ball wipes. You never know when an opportunity strikes. You always be prepared. You imagine being that on a date with a girl and you know your balls.
You gotta wipe your balls.
Yeah, because you just had some fucking cheese, the brie, and for some reason the cheese oils went right.
We were
laughing
about a guy who pulls his pants down to fart in public.
Yeah, it's very funny
because he doesn't want to get his pants dirty.
Yeah,
the visual is very good.
Now, what if I shart?
Okay, so I ruined my fucking pants.
I was doing that.
I guess you got a fucking $1 million you spent on pants every fucking year.
I was pulling my pants all the way down.
Nick was showing his asshole and pretending to fart.
Yeah.
No, I did fart the first time.
Oh, nice. Awesome, dude.
Don't lie about me.
Dude, I didn't mean to lie. I didn't know you actually farted.
He pulled his pants down and farted. Mm.
I wasn't lying about you. I didn't know you farted.
And the Manscaped Refined Cologne is a cost-effective way to no longer smell Indian.
I don't think that's the copy.
Oh, sorry. Whoops. Yeah.
What does it say?
Easy way to smell clean and fresh for your date. I guess I misread that.
Yeah, that is a mistake. You should apologize for.
No, that's one of the guy that made the Game of Thrones jokes.
Yeah, he put that in.
No, I don't think
he did.
That
was one of his jokes.
These formulations are all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, paraben-free, so you know your manhood is in good hands.
Mm-hmm. The hands of a little angel. Little vegan angel sucking you off.
Yeah.
Every time you wipe your nuts.
I'm going to get a little hand statue. A little hand statue, rest my nuts in.
A hand statue.
Yeah. To hold them
up. The cathedral.
You know what I want to invent?
What was that road called that we saw? That was Adam's
Button
nuts.
Balls Road.
Button Balls Road.
Button Balls Road, yeah. He said that was my, he said that was my road.
That was your nuts road. Yep.
What we got here?
They would have loved
no,
that.
No, Button Ball Lane.
Weird Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer uses the same skin-safe technology when you're trimming those delicate nose hairs of yours. So this thing is waterproof. You bring it in the shower. You can shove it all the way in your ass.
Fully up your ass. No It'll cuts. Shave the hair in your asshole.
It's self-cleaning, too, so you can put it in your wife's vagina and she will not get an infection.
No, it'll turn her pussy even cleaner.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Self-cleaning, and also once it's done cleaning itself, it cleans the pussy
this
that's
the thing,
inside.
A lot of women, the women do a lot of shit. You can get these. These are probably pretty good on your pussy.
Sure.
And you better not be caught slipping out here.
No.
I better not catch you slipping with pussy hair.
You can do a little.
if we catch you lacking, or I guess not lacking pussy hair,
if you're caught,
you want to be caught lacking when it comes to pussy hair, but not guns.
Yeah.
Let's make
then
that very
catch,
obvious.
You'll catch these hands.
Yes. If Nick catches a woman with a hairy pussy, he will beat the fuck
anywhere
out of her.
On the bus.
My soul onto the dust by loving a man as if he would never die who never lived.
No way.
Yeah.
Loving a man.
Have you never read The Confessions of St. Augustine?
No, I've never
is he
read
actually
any.
Gay?
No.
No.
But I mean, he's like just, it's all about having
that sounded being like
it's,
being gay.
Yeah, it's very homoerotic.
That's awesome. Yeah. Respect.
Salute
to St. Augustine,
mm-hmm.
a gay guy from antiquity.
Yeah, they got this. I don't know if I'll get in trouble with them, but I don't want to read about this foot cleaner thing.
I'll read it.
Yeah, you got upset about that.
A foot.
What do you have a foot problem?
No, it's just gross to me.
It's not gross
you
to have nice clean feet.
Mouth?
No, this bothers.
You never put a foot in your mouth?
The cooling tea tree.
Wow,
oil.
Wow, he really ignored that question.
What have I done it?
You put a foot in your mouth.
I mean, I've done literally everything.
So
you can do
say
fuck.
Yes.
So yes.
Thank you.
You've done everything you could do. Fuck.
Getting
wise.
Fucked in the ass by a man.
You've gotten fucked in the ass.
I've done everything.
Nick's a sexpert.
I've done everything. I've had every kind of sex. So Lord, if I could, let's see. Get
one more.
Blow my load here.
Come on. It's triple or nothing.
Yeah.
Triple. One.
Chapter 9. This is what we love in our friends. And we love it so much that a man's conscience accuses itself if he does not love one who loves him or respond in love to love,
wow.
Seeking nothing from the other but the evidences of his love. This is the source of our moaning when one dies.
No way.
Wow, dude. This man loves being gay.
The sauce of our moaning when one dies.
He said sauce?
Yeah. Source, I think.
The sauce.
The sauce?
But either way.
The sauce of
the
our
sauce
moaning.
Of our moaning. I got some sauce you can moan about, Augie. Shut the fuck up and do your dishes.
So Manscaped,
and they have a beautiful foot powder. It keeps you dry. It keeps you clean, and you're gonna love, especially if you have a foot odor, or if you just want to fucking stay fresh, get some of that foot powder.
Yeah, no, I guess I think it's the word stank that bothers me.
Sometimes.
I also hate the name Skankfest.
Sure.
It's always viscerally bothered me.
Skankfest, but not the Legion of Skanks.
Something, no, you know what? It has nothing to do with even feet. I think it's just like the construction of those words.
ANK, is that your problem? Ank, skank, stank?
I don't know.
Dank?
But I don't like it.
What about dank?
I don't like it. It's like fucking having, it's like having a dental scraper run
plank?
Into my gums.
You don't like the sound
plank?
Of it.
Plank? I don't know.
It's ANK.
Stop. Just stop. It's okay. Just fucking.
I used to date a girl who claimed that she hated to hear the word panty.
I fucked her.
No, you didn't fuck her.
We both fucked her.
Neither of you fucked her.
And I, what if I just cut to it and it's like, and they both fucked
her.
They both fucked
my girl.
We'll go to St. Augustine.
Let's see what St. Augustine has to say about whether we fucked her or not. He'll have the answer.
Break them, I will declare, and all who worship thee shall say when they hear these things, blessed be the Lord in heaven and earth, great and wonderful is his name.
Sounds like we fucked him.
Thy words had stuck fast in my breast, and I was hedged round about by thee on every side. Of thy eternal life I was now certain, although I had seen it through a glass darkly. And I had been relieved of all doubt that there is an incorruptible substance, and that it is the source of every other substance. Nor did I any longer crave greater certainty about thee, but rather greater steadfastness in thee. As for my temporal life, everything was uncertain, and my heart had to be purged of the old leaven. The way, the Savior himself, pleased me well, but as yet I was reluctant to pass through the strait gate. And thou didst put it into my mind, and it seemed good in my own sight, to go to Simplicianus, who appeared to me a faithful servant of thine, and thy grace shone forth in him. I had also been told that from his youth up, he had lived in entire devotion to thee. He was already an old man, and because of his great age, which he had passed in such a zealous discipleship in thy way, he appeared to me likely to have gained much wisdom. And indeed, he had.
Finish the read. We haven't even done the promo code.
Promo code, Punktown
12. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm very... I'm sorry, guys. What were we talking about?
We're talking about Manscaped. How great
the lawnmower 3.0, the shears 2.0, and the foot bullshit, and the ball wipes, and the fucking cologne.
It's just so funny to imagine a guy that just fucking smells like shit. Just like absolute shit, being like, finally, my package is here. I'm covered in shit.
I'm caked in diarrhea. I'm
getting, like, hosed down by my Manscaped package.
This product.
But you know what? That guy's probably out there and he's probably listening. Oh, and go to manscaped.com.
Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code St. Augustine.
No.
It's promo code Cumtown 20.
That's right.
Right?
I think so. Or Cumtown. I think it's Cumtown 20.
I think Cumtown 20. I believe so. I believe it's Cumtown 20.
Cumtown 20.
I think so. Or Cumtown. You guys are smart guys.
Fuck me in the pussy hole. Spread open my pussy and fuck it with your knees. Mm. Put your pussy in my pussy.
It's Cumtown 20, dude.
Okay.
Cumtown 20, and you'll probably get 20% off of your first order.
It's Cumtown 20.
And free shipping, maybe?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Some shit like that. And you're going to be smelling fucking good. And
you're going to be smelling good.
You'll have absolutely no excuse.
Your
cock
is going to be clean. I do like their model. You know, it's nice.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. Got a nice little bag. With all
nice little fucking bag.
I brought the bag on our trip. I'm using it as a toiletry bag.
Cumtown 20, check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it the fuck out. You fucking piece of shit. Check it out.
And my lord, I can't wait to bust inside.
All I want is pussy from a girl.
If there's a way to make my friend, my dear friend, pregnant... By way of my bust, the sauce of all life, the sauce of all sex, and fuck.
And getting pussy from which thine love.
Getting pussy from inside my penis. Mm-hmm. That the pussy was never external to my penis, mm-hmm. but the sensation of pussy lives inside of it. And so in your grace, good Lord, I can have my penis and pussy whenever I like, if I remember... That his whole world is pussy.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Such a gift that as my penis even remains hard in my pants, it shall be in pussy of your grace. I'm going to update the copy so that it actually has a promo code in here.
That's good.
Yeah, that'll be good for us moving forward.
I can't figure out how to do it.
Yeah, who cares?
I guess, who gives a shit?
Who fucking cares? I'm just having a very nice December 9th with my friends.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Or whatever the day.
Let's not forget, it's, December 9th. It's the best trimmer for your butt, balls, and body. So you are supposed to use it on your asshole.
Yeah, totally.
Your butt, balls, and body.
Yeah.
Damn, that's all of it.
That's everything.
That's the whole thing.
I use it on my face.
I get rid of my eyebrows with it. A lot of
your face looks like other people's balls.
I've been doing a kind of a girl with the dragon tattoo sort of look holding it up to here. Colored contacts. I got glow sticks shoved into every orifice.
I bleached my eyebrows.
Yeah.
You have or you do?
I'm going to start doing that.
No, you'd look
I'm also
going
to get a Padawan learner side braid. Mm.
That I would think
Bleacher
was cool.
Report, but it's an update on guys that bleach their assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Steve and Mark. Just giving you guys some updates here. Still looking good. Still crest white here. Number 10 on the chart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bright oh, they, it's bright white.
Oyster pearl assholes here.
Alabaster over
just
here.
Just a couple of guys. Uh-huh. And I've been taking a lot of shits because I had a busy spring break. and you got to empty yourself out, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, guys, that's remember, important. Going out there, not only stay hydrated, mm-hmm. empty yourself at the end of the day. It's like being you got to blow out the spit valve on a trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
Let that build up. The tone is all off. Mm-hmm. I met Wynton Marsalis. And
really?
I asked him about the spit valve, and he was very interested in telling me about it. And then I mentioned to him, I said, you know, it's very similar to me. I go have rough trade gay sex down in Miami during spring break, and I have to empty my asshole out. And he just walked away.
He hated it.
He said
to know,
that's disgusting.
It's sad to know that a man that you admire is a bigot.
Yeah.
Is a
to
homophobe.
To find out that Wynton Marsalis is racist terrible. Against gay, white
gay men who are rich and have nothing to do but have gay sex, don't really have a job.
Yeah. I own 9
just going apartment to buildings. And having sex.
And I have to empty myself.
And I'm part of the Kamala Hive.
I said, Wynton, you're going to love this, but I call my asshole Wynton's trumpet.
I love that specific guy also loves jazz. Yeah. And he's not just listening to fucking...
It's like New Orleans style jazz. Yeah. It's not...
bum, 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 bum. This is a really big day, December 9th, guys, which it is today.
I'm having a great December 9th.
Did you know that it was the... A lot of big stuff happened, including the beginning of the Nuremberg trials.
Oh.
Is today, 1946.
You know what I liked even more than the beginning?
What's that?
The end of it.
The end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was when it begins with a doctor's trial prosecuting physicians and officers alleged to be involved in Nazi human experimentation.
Oh.
You know what you can also do is you can take blue chew to get your dick.
Really?
Why don't you tell the fans about your experience with that?
Oh, hell
fans
yeah.
And the fans and listeners, while I go to the kitchen to get another mango slice.
Can you get me one, please?
I'll bring the whole thing over.
Don't bring the whole thing. Then we'll eat the whole thing. Just get one slice.
Okay.
It's too early to go off the rim. I can't yet go off the rim.
Wait until his pork shoulder is done.
Once the pork shoulder's done, then we can fucking go crazy.
But we're not going to eat mango slices with the pork shoulder.
We'll eat it for dessert.
Okay, bring me two
just
slices.
Just have
please.
Two slices. We'll eat the whole fucking thing.
BlueChew.com changed my life.
Well, the thing is, folks, the way I just described the mango slices is something I can't even be around or else I'll eat all of it. That's how I am with pussy as well. Yeah. I can't be around it. I want to fuck all the time. However, the difference between eating mango slices and fucking pussy is that you can eat mango slices and nothing has to get hard. But to fuck pussy, your dick has to get hard.
That's correct.
And unfortunately, because of many reasons, stress, anxiety, being, you know, hundreds of pounds overweight, whatever, each of these is equally is the reason why I can't get hard. I can't do it sometimes. And that's why I go to BlueChew.com mm-hmm. and I get cock pills delivered right to my door that make me stiff as fuck. No in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in line, no being embarrassed because my fucked up little cock doesn't work. I have to look a Italian man in the eyes. That was my old doctor. Shouts out Dr.
Mario.
Dr. Mario was my old doctor.
A lot of people, the BlueChew actually bought the rights to Dr. Mario. So when you play those games now, mm-hmm. Mario has to get down on his knees and suck Yoshi's dick.
He sucks Yoshi's cock.
This is one of the new Mario Party mini games. Is Dr. Mario has to suck Bowser hard.
Yoshi's dick. Yoshi has a stretchy dick like his tongue.
Yes, exactly.
Like things up.
Yum, yeah. Yum,
yum,
yum.
Come,
come.
Yeah. yeah, that's true. And
what's Yoshi's deal? So he makes normal noises, but then he also makes like beatboxing noises.
Yes,
he's a cute dinosaur.
I'm gay.
So
no, but the old and remember also, how like, it used to be Yoshi would just be like brum, brum, brum.
So the point though is that after going on BlueChew.com and I get my choice of sildenafil or tadalafil, and that's generic Viagra or Cialis, it's the real shit that old motherfuckers get to use their dick hard, but
it's the same ingredient.
But it also works for young men who are fat as shit, depressed,
yeah,
or on so many drugs their cock can't get hard.
Well,
or
me,
likely a combination of the three.
For me, I'm not in bad shape per se, but I'm constantly finding myself in fuck team five style scenarios.
Right, right. Where five porn stars roll up in a sprinter van,
yeah,
and force Adam to give eat their pussies and get his dick hard. And typically, he has such stage fright, and he's not... Look, I love Adam. He's one of my good friends. But the moment sometimes can be too big for him.
I can't
fuck
really
wise.
Rise to the occasion.
He can't rise
when
to the
I'm
occasion.
I'm at CVS.
Right.
And, and Lisa Ann.
And Brittany Ann. Or Brittany. What's the fuck? I jack off to her.
I know that bunch. Chick. Yeah.
The one with the big, who got big fat tits. Brittany,
is
she's
old
like
Jewish
Hispanic.
Lady
that, that noise.
Duzama or some shit. Sarah J.
Sarah J.
she's looking disgusting. Rough these days, bro. <She's
disgusting. laughs> Who's this?
We're talking about
Sarah
porn stars.
J.
She's definitely been on the
Brittany
team
B.
Five.
Brittany B. That's who I'm thinking
okay.
of.
Okay.
And she sponsors Blue Chew?
Well, we're just saying,
we're just
Adam.
Saying,
Adam,
if you find yourself in a fuck team five style.
You want
scenario.
Your cock hard. And that's why I would, if you're worried about that, I would go with the Tadalafil, which is the Cialis, which keeps your dick hard over a course of time.
You could stretch that out into 3 days. Sometimes.
Absolutely. Whereas the Sildenafil, or which is
more of a 24
this,
hour
this
thing.
Woman?
Right.
Is that Sarah J?
Sarah Livingston J?
No. Some fucked up.
I saw a really funny
tweet. She's the founding, she was the American socialite and wife of founding father John J.
Oh, no, not her, but I
Damn,
fucked her.
Look at this guy's outfit, dude. That's
I
a good
see.
Fit.
I don't have my glasses.
He's got big sleeves.
Nice.
BlueChew.com. If you like sex, you'll love having sex.
So yeah, you get your dick hard.
You get your penis hard.
And that's, what else do you need to fucking know, man? They right to your fucking door. Just go to BlueChew.com.
You don't have to leave your house.
A performance enhancement for the bedroom. At BlueChew, you can get the first chewables with the active ingredients, Tadalafil or Tadalafil.
Mm-hmm.
Another scenario
you,
where
they do a Skype now. It's a zero contact thing. I didn't have to do a Skype. They knew I was...
They knew your dick was fucked
they
up.
Knew
they
it
could
was
sense
up.
The vibes from your email
yeah.
address.
Just the keys were hit so softly. Like, this guy's got no blood in his extremities. All my blood's in my brain,
mm-hmm.
coming up with
riffs like St. Augustine.
Like St. Augustine, with remembering time codes of St. Augustine to cut to.
Mm-hmm. So go to BlueChew.com.
No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line.
I hit all these fucking parts. I'm a fucking professional.
Ships directly
That's right.
to your door in discreet packaging.
Yes.
But did you do it in this voice?
I didn't. You got me there,
Here's
Rodney.
The thing is you can get dick pills.
I'm Chris Cooper. I'm actor Chris Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. From
my
American
dick
Beauty.
Is from American Beauty, and my dick is doesn't hard. My dick doesn't hard.
Mm-hmm.
My dick doesn't hard.
No, sir.
Every
no,
guy
sir.
Has performance issues at some point in their life. Blue Chew makes sure that you're confident in will perform another every level of time.
Yep.
A lot of people take performance enhancements in other areas of their life. Helps, looks, working out. Why wouldn't you want to make something that's good better? No matter what state of life or relationship you're in, you gotta try the chewables from BlueChew.com. Don't bring the stress of the outside world into the bedroom.
Right.
Don't let a bad day affect what should be the best day of your life.
The best day of your life.
The best
part getting pussy.
Yeah.
The first any time you get pussy is the best day of your life.
I've gotten pussy on some horrible days of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm. 9/11. Yeah, dude, I was getting pussy in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
From my teacher with the big ass tits.
Damn. It's weird to think that on 9/11 there was probably people fucking the KMFDM.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, just industrial couples having sex.
Yeah. Yeah. The Matrix came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They were probably feeling great.
Yeah. I was saying I don't know how.
Did we do the promo code?
Yeah, we did. It's
Cumtown.
Or Cumtown 20.
Just go to BlueChew.com, put in Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Free intro.
You get your first
Cumtown,
one free.
Just pay $5 shipping.
Just pay $5 shipping.
Visit BlueChew.com, get your first order free when you use promo code Cumtown. Just pay $5 shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's BLEU. BLEU.
BLEU, like the cheese.
BlueChew. When you are trying to have sex with your child mistress.
Damn.
And your dick cannot get hard?
Just focus. Finish the episode.
I'm focused.
And then you can get a fucking slice of mango.
I got a pee too. I'm holding it.
Hold it the fuck in.
I'm holding it.
Damn.
The only breaks I take are to go to help us to put in a pork shoulder.
Okay. You're back together.
Okay. Sometimes I got to whip you into fucking shape, Adam.
Oh, you can whip me.
I would love to. I would absolutely dominate you if I was gay.
I need discipline.
I would fuck the shit out of you definitely be a bottom.
I'm just so undisciplined.
I would fuck you up, dude.
No way. I would definitely top you. Dude.
No chance.
I would definitely top you.
No chance.
You guys want to go to the Rainforest Cafe?
Do they have one out here?
It's trending on Twitter, and it reminded me that
I
got a bone to pick with that fucking gorilla.
Is it his cock?
It is.
Are you gonna pick it with your teeth?
I went to the zoo the other day. I saw the gorillas finally.
Nice.
It was nice. Now that the zoo's not so fucking busy with those goddamn kids.
That's right. Finally, adults can go enjoy the prison.
Is the zoo where Tony fucked his crazy mistress?
Yes,
The Bronx.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. The Bronx. Yeah, I'm from the Bronx.
Damn, I want to go there and get pussy.
Mercedes dealer chick.
Are you okay? Do you need help with that? And I'm like, nah, it's not what you think. I'm actually just from the Bronx.
I'm from the Bronx.
I'm from the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
Yeah, I got a sort of an uptown mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I got what you call a mind of...
Mencia.
Mind of Mencia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but your son has mind of
Mencia. Well, unfortunately, miss, your son has been diagnosed with one of the worst cases of a mind
Sir,
of Mencia.
How can I put this delicately? Your son has mind of Mencia.
He was born with mind of Mencia.
Mind of Mencia sounds like a spice.
It really does.
Yeah. I'm sorry, do you have any chicken with rosemary and mind of Mencia?
Dude, I was hyped when Mind of Mencia came out. I was a Mencia fan after
what?
The first
I was
half
pissed off because they canceled Chappelle.
They didn't cancel it.
Chappelle was gone.
They didn't cancel Chappelle.
Can you believe that fucking asshole would just make fun of mentally disabled people?
How dare he?
Where does he get off?
He thinks that's comedy?
Where does that Mexican gentleman get off?
That's right. He's German, too, I think.
His real name is Ned Holness, as I learned
from
that video where... Joe Rogan confronts him for
for stealing bits.
Yeah, before Joe Rogan had
it's Joe, right?
It's so funny because it's like, who gives a shit about stealing bits?
The joke that they're like
You're the biggest joke thief in the industry right now. Probably the most famous.
Yeah, probably.
And who cares? We don't care.
Yeah, well,
who gives a shit? As long as you keep finding those mango slices, boy, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I found them in the cart.
When libertarians owned comedy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's when joke theft was a big thing, when the only thing that mattered was intellectual property.
Rape's cool, but if you steal your...
The only thing...
If you steal your who's going to build the fence between Mexico and America.
The only thing that
Which
exists
was like literally everyone did that joke.
Is the abstraction of property. That's the only thing that's real. Everything else is fake.
What are you talking about?
In the mind of
Mencia.
In the mind of Mencia.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to build the wall?
Yeah, D.L. Hughley had that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite of that era was like the... I don't know if this guy's homeless or he's got Bluetooth.
He's talking to himself. Yes. Okay, yeah, that was a
Now
classic.
With AirPods, it's even worse. People look at me like I'm fucking insane.
Yep. Are you doing the bit for real now?
No, I mean, it's worse now because it's like you can't even see the Bluetooth.
Right.
Yeah.
It is worse.
Because it didn't make sense when people were doing that joke. There's a huge thing
with
attached
a flashing
to their
light
head.
On it.
They look like Lando's slave.
Lando sucked dicks again.
Yeah.
Han, old buddy. Oh, listen, Lando. Don't tell Leia what we used to do about any of that. Oh, the secret's safe with me, huh? Shit, you don't think I've moved on from all that? I mean, obviously, I keep a boy here. Yeah, I fucked him so bad one time they had to remove his brain and replace it with circuitry. Isn't that right, Beep Boop?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit, dude. December. Here today, you want to hear some famous birthdays?
Uh-huh.
Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench. You're tuning in to...
December 9th.
Dame Pussy Stench.
Today is December 9th.
Yep.
Today. Kirk Douglas, huh?
Nice.
We owe him a lot
mm-hmm.
on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm... I'm Spartacus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Spartacus.
Imogen Heap.
Can't wait to have Spartacus. Mm,
suck my dick.
I want to spread it with my cheeks.
Fucking yeah. My penis is small.
How about I spread my cheeks and you say Spartacus into my ass?
Yeah.
That's
right. That sounds good.
You use cusses into my ass.
Mm-hmm. Michael Dorn.
Michael Dorn. Captain. Captain, my penis is small.
Yep, that's right.
Captain, I believe my penis is too small.
My penis is too tiny, Captain.
Yeah. Captain, I'm angry because my dick is not the size it was promised to be based on the color of my skin.
Dick Van Patten seems like somebody you would know who that is.
Gene Roddenberry just being like, well, the Klingons, initially my idea was imagine black people, but they have small dicks. And what would that look like? If you have all of that latent aggression, but no reward, no outlet.
You're like,
imagine a black guy with a Chinese-sized penis, but also his forehead had ridges on it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm. I should get into sci-fi. What if I just transition to being a sci-fi writer after this?
You should.
Just write a thick-ass book, and it's like, oh, the Digaboobians, they collect a very rare type of space banana.
Yeah, you could really get away with some racism.
Absolutely. That's the medium to be racist in.
Right. But their lips are so big, it changes the atmosphere on their home planet.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Gene Roddenberry? He was just some guy on a plantation.
But his
name
makes him sound like he got mad pussy.
That was the berry that went rotten.
You fucked Gene? Honey, everybody fucked Gene.
Yep.
It was the 60s. He invented Star Trek. You fucked Gene Roddenberry?
That is an awesome name.
You fucking whore.
I wonder if he looks like what?
As British as that name sounds?
Yeah, Gene Roddenberry. I remember there was that show.
Yes, I'm Gene Roddenberry.
There was that show Andromeda that sucked dick.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to call it like Gene Rod. Didn't they call it Gene Roddenberry? No, maybe I'm thinking of another movie.
It was Gene Roddenberry something.
Gene Roddenberry's Earth.
Was that it?
Yeah.
I think
Earth Final Conflict.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and that show sucked ass. And they had to put Gene Roddenberry's name in there to like trick you into thinking it would be as good as Star Trek.
Damn, my man had another thing.
Yeah,
he just wrote the show though, right? He never like wrote any books or anything.
No, I think it's based on
Star Trek, a book.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah, Gene Roddenberry.
It is. No,
the series was produced under the guidance of his widow.
Oh shit!
Who possessed notes kept by Roddenberry that provide the conceptual basis for the series. Ran for 5 seasons between 97 and 2002.
Oh, you're talking about this shitty
show.
Yes,
yeah.
I see. Was his widow hot? Can you see her pussy?
She was probably so hot.
Mm. Let's look up Gene Roddenberry wife. Gene Roddenberry wife.
Gene Roddendirty?
Yep.
Yeah, and he's like, what a space... was filled with fucking drugs.
Oh, damn. She was high.
That's good, man.
What if you went into space and as soon as you left the atmosphere, you got high?
Oh, dude.
You got fucked up off weed.
Oh, Gene looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
Gene's wife was
Yeah, big ass sideburns.
Gene's wife was kind of hot back in the day, but she was an actress, and guess what? She was in Star Trek.
Stop. Have you seen Battlefield Earth?
I haven't.
Oh my God, we gotta
watch that.
We gotta watch it, dude. It's so bad.
It's fun
to watch for the first 20 minutes.
No.
And then
it is not
just
bad.
Tedious.
That Battlefield Earth is fucking amazing.
I can't wait.
Let's watch it tonight.
It is a fucking amazing movie.
Do you know about
movie.
It?
Sort of.
Do you know what it is?
It's the L. Ron Hubbard movie.
It's
that
the L. Ron Hubbard movie.
All these like Scientologists were like, we're gonna make this movie, and it's fucking like absurd.
Travolta is on 1,000.
Oh, wait. Hold on one second. Dude, this man fucked up.
I've said it before in the show, but my favorite line ever written is in that movie.
What is it?
When Barry Pepper speaks their Cylon language.
Is he a Scientologist?
Guys, please no spoilers. We're about to watch it.
When
we can talk about it afterwards.
Barry Pepper speaks their Cylon language.
I'm taking my headphones off.
And Forrest Whitaker.
I'm taking my headphones off and I'm plugging up my ears.
All right, never mind.
What is it? Wait, just I guess say we'll, his ears are plugged. Just say it.
We'll do it later.
We'll watch it later.
We'll watch it later because he can't hear one line from the
show. I don't like spoilers.
It's not a spoiler. It has nothing to do with the plot.
It's just a line.
I don't want anything spoiled for me. Now, can we say this? Gene Roddenberry fucked two of the bitches on Star
Trek. His name is Gene Roddenberry.
Who, the black
girl? He did fuck the black girl, Nichelle Nichols, and then he married Majel Barry.
You always know this stuff, and it's like,
I'm looking it up.
But where is your source? Because you're always, anytime anyone comes up, you're like, oh yeah. I haven't read a single piece of Faulkner, but I do know that his penis was 6.32 inches.
First of all, I don't know what Faulkner's cock looks like.
And he fucked Eudora Welty.
Who's that?
Oh, Mutant X. That was another big series from that period. You remember that show?
No, I remember.
Oh, dude, listen to this fucking pimp. He was dating both the black lady on Star Trek, Nichelle Nichols, and Majel Barrett, who I guess was also on Star Trek. And then after several months, according to Wikipedia,
I'm reading it.
After several months, he introduced Nichols to Barrett, with whom he had also had been having a relationship. At the time, Roddenberry wanted to remain in an open relationship with both women. Sick. But Nichols, recognizing Barrett's devotion to him, ended the affair. She did not want to be the other woman to the other woman.
Literally, Nick's joke about Gene Roddenberry getting mad pussy in the 60s because he made Star Trek is... It's just
salute, dude.
That's a
Gene Roddenberry, real ass dude of the week.
Yeah, he is the real ass dude of the week. He got mad pussy in the 60s.
Hell yeah, dude.
That is another.
I love Gene Roddenberry, dude.
The Bulldog has done it again.
Shouts out to the Lord Roddenberry.
Yeah,
that's dude, me, dude. Call me Stavros Roddenberry the way I'm about to get pussy. I also think he had a wife while he was fucking both of them.
Yeah, his wife, he died, and he was like, make my show, bitch. And then after he died, she had to make Battlefield Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he had a cool look.
Yeah, I love his look.
Oh, damn. By the time he started on the series, Nichols said that they were only good friends as his involvement with Barrett continued. However, during the production of the first season, writer Ken Kolb entered Roddenberry's office to wish him a happy birthday and found Nichols there, naked and under the desk.
Dude, look at this headline. This rules. Patrick Stewart thinks Gene Roddenberry never really accepted him as Captain Picard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, to be such a pimp that you made Patrick Stewart, like, turn you into his, like, absentee father whose approval he'll never win?
Hell yeah, dude.
I just want Gene to...
I want... Gene got so much pussy that I wanted him to love me.
Just recognize
me. I want Gene to think that I'm cool.
Just tell me that I'm Jean-Luc Picard.
Gene always said my penis wasn't big enough. Captain, I want to show Gene my penis. Not now, Mr. Worf. I think he's mad at me.
Dude, I'm going to do more research.
Yeah, y'all better be in character in there. I'm trying to get pussy in my trailer. Come up with this faggot science shit. Y'all ruin it by being out of character.
Oh, damn. He is from Texas.
Yeah.
He's like that fucking like
he's
pussy
from
guy.
Dude.
He's from El Paso,
real ass
Texas.
Dude of the West millennium, Texas, dude. Yeah. West Texas.
I'm trying to come up with this science shit and y'all showing each other your cocks. Shit. I'm about ready for my fucking 11 a.m. martini.
Oh, you know he was drinking more.
Dude, I love this fucking guy.
No, we get it started every morning. I eat an entire tube of Jimmy Dean, wash it down with half a handle of Svedka, and then we get right into the science fiction. I'm going to say, here it comes now. Spaceship goes faster than light 10 times. One of the fastest ships on Earth.
That's right.
Fastest ship in space.
It's so funny. It's
and we
like-
got in the first iteration of the show, we got this man. Similar to myself, going around the universe fucking every kind of pussy there is. Network right. Comes back and they say, we want something a little more updated now that the Cold War's fading out. I said, okay, we'll put some kind of bald guy in there, make him French or something so people think maybe he's gay. They said, that's not enough. We need a black guy. I'm like, all right, but he ain't going to have a bigger cock than me.
I'll tell you that right now,
partner. I'll tell you that right now. What we're going to do is we're going to give him small cocks, make him angry.
Dude,
be pissed off.
What a ledge.
Oh, man.
Now, if you excuse me, I got some casting to do, quote unquote.
Dude, I can't, I'm about to do some research on him.
Yeah.
I want to learn his whole life story.
Dude, I mean, you could tell all that just from his name. I mean, it's
true.
Like,
true.
I thought he'd be British.
He did sound British to me. I thought he was British, too.
Gene Roddenberry.
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 No.
No, it's even better that he's from Texas.
Yeah. I mean, his name might as well be like Leif Gunderson.
Yeah. I love Leif.
Just a big Texas Swede.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A big Czech Texan.
Aren't they German?
German, Czech.
Czech.
A lot of Germans, yeah. Well, I'd say kolaches are big in Texas.
Nice.
All in there. All right, well,
folks, buy the calendars. Go to stobbybaby.biz. Buy my calendars. Go to cum.town. Buy Nick's shirts.
Cum.town, we got shirts. You're running out of time to get them in time for the holidays. Also, stock is limited. Check out cum.town. And also, if you like the show, you want some more.
Go to Patreon.
Patreon.com/cumtown. You can listen to the premium
episode. The shows, you fucking idiots.
It's the whole backlog, all however many fucking bullshit it's
probably
years,
200, 300 episodes.
All the bull time we've wasted. Check it out. Go take a look at that.
I'm doing this dumb shit for 5 years.
Yeah, fucking now I'm too old where it's not even funny anymore.
And maybe I might be doing shows in New Jersey this weekend if Corona hasn't ravaged everything.
That is getting canceled.
Probably
sure.
Canceled.
That's not happening.
No chance.
But there's a small chance it hasn't. Who knows?
People are going to be listening to this on the fucking moon. By the time this comes up, it's Gene's plan.
I hope so.
I imagine there's a virus. I'm saying there's a virus, but it's not one of these new fuck viruses they got trying to scare us away from
not
getting
gay,
too much pussy.
Gay virus.
They're trying to scare us off from the pussy getting, but I'll tell you, brother, I found a system, all right? Come up with space shit. Tell women you're an astronaut. Go out the bars. I don't have to learn how to. First of all, they wouldn't take me because my eyesight's too bad because I got maced a couple years back for getting a little too sweet with a lady in the bar. Fucked up my eyes, and there goes flight school. Failed out, spent a bunch of time drifting around, working in oil fields and stuff, and I thought, what if there was a black guy with a small cock? And it started with Worf. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, he was the first star.
It went
star
back
Trek
from there.
Yeah, and they said, we need another black guy, too. And I'm like, all right, but I'm making him blind. Yep. I was, I met Wynton Marcellus a couple years ago. All right, later.